Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how is everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Even though it's a blessed day, it was definitely a scary morning. I woke up and didn't even know what day it was. And the scary thing is, I didn't even know how to find out what day it was. I laid in the bed for 5 minutes before I realized that I could reach over and just look at the calendar on my phone and see what day it was. I knew I had something impending I had to do today. I didn't know if it was a doctor's appointment or if it was church. But, come to find out, after I looked and saw it was Saturday, I knew then it was laundry day, so I knew that I had something to do. I didn't feel like a seizure was coming on. I just felt like there was a part of my brain that I couldn't access. It just has to do with my memories. That's just something that I live with daily, is having a bad memory. And especially in times like this where I want to access a part of my brain and I just can't reach it, that's when it really gets scary. But I laid there and it took me a few minutes, but I finally realized how I could find out what day it was, and I reached over and I grabbed my phone and I saw that it was Saturday, and I relaxed a lot, because up until then, I was extremely, like right now, I don't know the correct word for it, I was extremely nervous, I guess, about not being able to know what day it was. I was scared, and it's just, like I said, it's something that I live with, and it's part of living with epilepsy. It's something I know that's going to get worse over time, and the only way that I can continue to exercise my brain is to use it. And that's why I do a daily podcast. That's why I try to keep a routine. That's why I try to read. I try to keep exercising my brain, because if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And I know that I could sit here all day long and just watch YouTube videos and Netflix and Amazon and just watch television. And if I'm not exercising my brain, all it's going to do is fade away. So that's why I try to read and comprehend what I'm reading. Even though that's getting harder and harder, I try to remember what I'm reading. And even though that's getting harder and harder, it's something that I do. Even though I enjoy reading, I still do it as exercise for my brain. Another thing I try to do continually is keep a positive attitude. I know there are a lot of worse situations that I could be in, just like the situation this morning with not being able to remember what day it was or how to remember what day it was. I remember one time when I couldn't even remember my own name. So the days could definitely be a lot worse. So that's why I say, every day I can get up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life is a blessed day. Because I feel there's going to come a day where I'm going to wake up and I'm not even going to know I'm awake. I'm not even going to know who I am, where I'm at, and it's going to be a really sad, sad situation. But until that day comes, I'm going to keep a positive attitude every day until then, because I'm just happy to be alive. I'm just happy to be saved. I'm happy that I can still get up, dress myself, take care of my personal hygiene. I can still feed myself. I can still take care of my own home. I can take care of my cat, because there are a lot of people with epilepsy and brain damage who cannot do those simple things. And I'm just very thankful that I'm able to take care of those simple things in life. It's the little things in life we take for granted. Well, if nothing else, I gotta rant out. So let's see if we can find some of that good news. I know there's some out there. Let's see what we can find. Here's a good story. In 2021, one in every seven cars sold in the EU will be electric, and overall sales, production, and innovation is booming across Europe's big economies on the back of strict CO2 emissions regulations from the European Parliament. Electric car sales are expected to have tripled this year compared to 2019 and are expected to climb to be as much as 15% of the total market share by 2022 before hitting a ceiling. The regulations, which have been staggered back through the last decade, will continue to stagger until 2030, when a number of international agreements and targets levied to help prevent the worst of the climate crisis come due. The Green Policy think tank, Transport and Environment, summarizes data from a report they published that tracks CO2 target compliance and electric car sales across the EU automotive sector, stating, quote, "Electric car sales are booming thanks to EU emission standards. Next year, one in every seven cars sold in Europe will be a plug-in. EU manufacturers are back in the EV race." EV meaning electric vehicles. The EU emission standards that will come into effect next year are more stringent, suggesting a push for cleaner fossil fuel vehicles and a greater production of electric vehicles. By 2021, the maximum value of a fleet average for new cars in the EU is 95 grams of carbon dioxide per kilometer, writes Electriv, an EU electric transport industry website. They reference a media report based on leaks that EU parliamentarians want to increase the already tight restrictions of 37.5% by 2030 to 50%, which has drawn ire from German automotive industry groups, which say the restrictions are already very ambitious. The previous restrictions passed with over 500 yes votes to fewer than 100 no votes. So, green-minded politicians may feel more intense restrictions are possible. There are already some car manufacturers whose fleets meet the current standards and wouldn't need to change much to comply with the 2021 increasement. These are PSA Group, which includes Vauxhall, Peugeot, Citroën, and Opel, as well as Tesla, Volvo, and BMW. Renault, Nissan, the Toyota Mazda pool, and Ford need only reduce total fleet emission levels by 2 grams to meet the current standards. Now, all of this is going on in Europe. We haven't set any standards like this in America yet. Me, personally, I like the idea of every car on the road being electric. I just don't know what the implications of closing down all of the massive oil refineries and the whole oil industry in America would do to our economy. I'm not an economic-minded person like that, but as far as the environment goes, it definitely sounds like it would be good for our environment. So I take this as being good news. Let's find some more good news out there. Here's some good news in history. 75 years ago today, the United Nations was born when the UN Charter that was co-signed by 51 nations came into full force. Forged among the ashes of World War II, the UN's founding mission was to bring nations and peoples together to preserve peace and security and improve lives everywhere. As the world's only truly universal global organization, the UN has become a forum to address issues that both cross national borders and transcend national boundaries. membership is now 193 nations, representing almost all of the world's sovereign states. Its humanitarian arms include UNESCO, UNICEF, and the World Food Program, which won the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize for feeding the poor even in conflict zones. In 1948, the UN established the World Health Organization, which has helped defeat smallpox and nearly eliminated polio. Its peace-building efforts are operating in 35 nations today, where the mission is to help bridge differences between foes and defend against trouble. Last week, UN mediated efforts yielded a potentially historic ceasefire accord between the warring parties in Libya, described as a decisive and courageous first step towards a comprehensive settlement. Well, as I mentioned before, I'm not a politically minded person, but the UN definitely sounds like it's doing good work. Anytime you see major trouble, and I mean major trouble, in these conflict zones, usually you see those white SUVs and the men in the white uniforms representing the UN. Most of the time, they're first on the scene, so I feel they're doing a good part. So the UN is 75 years old today. Here's wishing the UN a happy birthday. Let's see if we can find some celebrity birthdays today, too. Actor F. Murray Abraham turns 81 today. Actor Kevin Kline turns 73. Actor B.D. Wong turns 60. Singer and rapper Drake turns 34. Actress Shanae Grimes turns 31. And legendary rock musician Bill Wyman turns 84. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, if nothing else, I got out a rant today. I wasn't feeling good. Like I said, I woke up and couldn't remember what day it was. Couldn't remember what I had to do. It took me a while to get all my eggs in a basket, to get everything back together. But I finally got everything together. I've got all of my laundry done. That just goes to show how long it takes to put one of these things together. I thank you for tuning in. And no, I won't post tomorrow because it's Sunday. But as long as I'm feeling well, and sometimes when I'm not, I'll post a rant and some good news 6 days a week. So again, I just thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.